Nico Horning here with Chiefs pitcher Dominic Freeburger after the fourth straight win for this Peoria Ball Club entering tonight's game in the weekend series between the Chiefs and the Colonels. Dominic, speaking of last night, a really back-and-forth affair overall between both these teams, the Chiefs and the Colonels, and for you to come in and seal the deal in the ninth, get your first save of the year, had to feel good. What was going through your mind in that ninth inning trying to fend off the Colonels, who had a couple of comeback innings?
Good team. Obviously, got a lot of good players in their lineup, but just trying to go out there and execute and, stay confident in my plan and, it ended up working out. So I'm grateful for that.
Baltimore kid, grown up there in Maryland, what inspired you to first get in the game of baseball and work your way to where you are today?
Yeah, from Baltimore, born and raised. I grew up in a baseball family. Cousins played baseball, my dad played baseball, so yeah, it was just kind of always around the family, and I've always enjoyed it, always have fun playing it, so yeah, just kind of fortunate to grow up in a baseball family and, have a family that very supportive of the journey, for sure.
I assume the O's were your team growing up, is that accurate?
Yeah, Orioles fan growing up, Cardinals fan now.
Nice, there you go. Any players that you looked up to just early on with Baltimore?
Yeah, I was a big Machado fan growing up. Nice. And a big Jonathan Scope fan growing up. So I like watching those guys play. And, I liked a lot of basically all of those, growing up watching them play. So, it's pretty cool. So,
but I love it. Cardinals. Yeah, there we go. I love it. And speaking of some infielders that you just mentioned, I know you were a two-way player for a while, including through high school, through college. What was that, maybe not the transition to pitching just yet, but as far as your infield ability and the way you swung the bat, especially at the college level, how did that kind of set your game up to where it is today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously different positions, different demands, but, once you get to, high level, everyone works hard, and so it's just kind of like putting a little bit more work in to catch up to where, the pitchers are at this level and the players are at this level. But, getting here and, being in pro ball as a pitcher, you realize that everyone works hard. That's just the prerequisite of it. So, yeah, just, working hard, understand that I did have some pretty good raw ability, but kind of honing in on those skills kind of took a little bit more more work, so.
And I know some of those changes arrive, I would say, mostly in high school for some players like that, where everyone plays every position growing up, and then they'll maybe funnel into a pitcher only. I know for you that came a little bit later, maybe towards the end of college, and really with the Orioles once you signed with them. What was that challenge like, where you kind of mentioned that it took maybe a minute for you to really establish yourself as just a pitcher, but how was that challenge for you a little bit later on in your career?
Right. The O's helped a lot. They honestly, I just had to learn the ins and outs, learning the mechanics of it. I like competing. That's my thing, but you got to be able to compete with the best version of yourself. And I'm not saying I'm there yet by any means, but it's just kind of, I'm still learning about, pitching, the mechanics of it. And, the mindset's there. It's just kind of understanding, hey, how can I develop more? And, this offseason I really learned a lot about pitching, learned a lot about, hey, what am I supposed to be doing? Whereas before in college, I would kind of just rely on, the raw ability and just the competitive mindset. But as you move up, the competitive mindset helps. But, you got to continue to add and get better. So
there you go. I know you were released from the Baltimore organization in August and then ended up playing with the Lincoln Salt Dogs and the American Association to round out the season before you came into this offseason, as you mentioned. What was that experience like for you to go through that before, settling here in Peoria with the Cardinals, especially after, signing with them early on in the year?
Yeah, it's tough getting released, obviously, but I think that kind of forced my hand into doing some things that made me uncomfortable in the off season, understanding learning a ton about mechanics, learning of that. I really had to work on some things with my arsenal, with my mechanics, and, you know, just putting faith as a Christian, putting faith in, you know, my God, and understanding that, you know, everything works out the way it's supposed to, and just continuing just to, you know, show up each and every single day. And, you know, some of those days were challenging, you know, showing up, not knowing what was next, but, you know, I'm grateful it worked out. I'm grateful for the Cardinals organization, and, you know, I'm grateful to be here right where I am. So,
and you mentioned really this offseason was an important, I guess, few months for you to really learn how to pitch, or the way you wanted to pitch. What were a couple things, either mechanically or with your arsenal, that you have taken into the start of the season, or a couple things that you take on the day-to-day before you get ready to pitch?
Yeah, I worked out at Tread Athletics this offseason in Charlotte, got in-house. You know, it was a good environment there, but, you know, it was just kind of like day one, like, hey, like, you know, we kind of got to do some things so you can get picked back up. And it's been a lot of mechanics. I started going out of the windup a little bit more. Still working on catching a little bit more of, like, linear momentum instead of rotational momentum, like rotational on the mound. And, you know, I don't have it figured out by any means, but I'm still working on it. And like I said, just keeping the faith, understanding that, you know, in everything you do, whether it's hitting, whether it's pitching, whether it's fielding, you know, there's constant work that needs to go into it. And just, you got to show up every day, you know what I mean, and work towards that that goal, and, you know, understand what you're trying to accomplish with that goal is huge. So shout out to Tred, shout out to PSP back home, and, you know, it's been a group effort, honestly, and I'm grateful for it, for sure.
There you go. Dominic Freeburger, Chiefs pitcher here this year. Welcome to the Cardinals organization, and congratulations on, again, the first save last night for you, and keep things rolling with this Peoria bullpen. Thanks so much.
Thank you much. I appreciate it.
All right, back with more here on the Chiefs pregame show ahead of game 4 this week between the Chiefs and the Cardinals coming up next.